Podshow is pleased to bring you the following killer content direct from the all-new feature-rich podshow.com. Get it, play it, dig it.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Gays and lesbians are all the rage.
We're here and we're queer.
Windy City Queercast.
We're talking mega gay.
Ooh, I like that.
I'm Peter Maverick.
I'm Amy Matheny. This Queercast is brought to you in part by
Bud Light. Always worth it. American Airlines. Offering the GLBT community exciting vacation packages online at aa.com/rainbow.
And Broadway in Chicago and Camelot. For the hottest tickets in town, visit BroadwayInChicago.com.
Listening to the Windy City Queercast, the big landmark show 100 episode of Windy City Queercast. I'm Amy Matheny.
And I'm Peter Maverick.
We've arrived, Peter.
100. We're here. We're walking.
We're here. We're queer.
Get used to it.
That's what
we're
saying.
Here and we're queer.
We got it. That's our pod snap.
Woo! 100. Did you think?
Congratulations.
Now, congratulations
to you. It's a lot
you.
Of work from you from the days of
from
trying to
too.
Figure out all the inner workings of how to have a podcast, that we were going to have a queer cast once we
to
decided
get a new
that
apartment to have a place to record,
set
the
up
podcast,
the studio,
yeah.
You know, start really.
Which
what
is, do we still have boxes in it?
It's still we're working
me.
On
it's
it.
Got
we charm. Got a clock. It's very fancy. So we know what time it is.
And a poster and a Kill Bill poster
and a Kill Bill poster.
Lucy Liu is always looking over your
That's
shoulder.
That's right,
it's
with a sword.
With a sword.
Going to chop my head off because she's behind me. So. But you know what? It's really, it's amazing. I have to thank you for taking us into this whole podcasting age. It has been such a revelation. It has been so freeing and so fun.
Fuck yeah.
It has fucking been free and fun and feisty. What? It's all F's.
F's.
Fabulous. Fantastic. You know, but
Five-ish Finkel. That's all I can think of.
Oh, I love Five-ish Finkel. Picket Fences. Loved it. No, but you know, it's what's been great about it is being a really regimented person, as I am, radio always worked really well for me. 60
yeah.
seconds, 30 seconds,
boom, boom,
15
boom.
Seconds, lead in, lead out, you know, talk for 12.
Yeah.
And this is just not that shtick or that shit. I mean, it's just we can talk. We can do an interview for 45 minutes. We can get somebody off in 7. If we're bored with you, we're done. You
I
know?
Can't get somebody off in 7. I wish I could.
Yeah,
I couldn't resist.
I mastered it. I moved on.
Takes D batteries.
But it does. But, you know, get control of your orgasm. That's really what 101 should be about. But, you know, it's just it's amazing. And the fact that we have just been so blessed with great people who contribute to
us. Truly. It's a family affair. It's not just one person here. I'm so thankful that I work with so many wonderful people, with you, who's taught me everything I know about talking, blowing smoke in front of this mic. I didn't
know
nothing about
talk smack without me.
Hini.
I just refined you up a little bit.
Truly. But our whole news office has just taken such good care of us. Kathleen on the promotions, Andrew
And Amy providing
Wooten,
news every show
news,
that we've done.
Every show giving us just great material. And everyone just being so positive and supportive of everything. And, you know, Tracy Baim for saying, you know what?
Go for it.
You ride this ship. You drive this ship a little bit.
And we have, and she's really trusted us with it, and we thank her for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we really want to thank our contributors, people like Christine Werney, who's been with us, yes. Logan Schwartz and Grubenier from the Putnam County Spelling Bee, and the people at Broadway in Chicago, of course, American Airlines for being with us. Mm-hmm. Also, Budweiser, Bud Light, being mm-hmm. one of our sponsors. Jerry Nunn.
Yes,
with our Potter's Picks. Mm-hmm. Richard Knight Jr. being one of our contributing reporters on Night Out at the Movies.
Absolutely. Kirk Williamson for doing his daycation segments, which are not over, people. They're
yes,
coming.
Yes, they're coming back. It's time to daycation now as the weather is
exactly.
clearing.
Exactly. It's time to do it.
And, you know, just really, and even Lennox McGee, who started out with us and helped us kind of transfer into this world of podcasting mm-hmm. as our intern. And now we don't have an intern. We just have everybody working
together.
My cats
are the interns.
Your cats are the interns. and so I hope I'm not leaving anybody out. I'm trying to think through the... And Neil Paris, who mm-hmm. came on board with us with astrology.
Absolutely.
And just all the many fabulous people that we've had the opportunity to interview. You know, there's been a great... ability of people just to say, yes, can we sit and talk with you? Yes. And and that's been really, really wonderful. And to all those people, I think, in the podcasting.
Absolutely.
All the gay podcasters who've really embraced us. Thank you.
Truly. Richard Bluestein, thank you for putting your arms around us.
From the night we had Korean barbecue to now. Thank you.
Absolutely.
And Ms. Wanda.
Wanda Wisdom. John. Brad, you are such a blessed person. I'm so blessed that I have you in my life. John Ong, thank you so much.
Rebecca.
Rebecca Ney of Tranirec. She's fabulous and she's doing splendidly. She's putting out some great shows out there. And all you people out there listening and
thanks for your feedback. Yeah. We love it and would love more of it as much as you can. You
I don't
know,
want it to be one way. I love that you and I get to converse, Amy, but I don't want it to be one way. I would love to hear so much more from people out there. It's very easy to reach us, you know, podcast@windycitymediagroup.com or more direct and more, you know, just immediate is posting on the website. Jeff.
Yes.
Jeff, thank you so
our
much.
Our most loyal fan.
He's at the top of my list. He's just a wonderful, wonderful guy, but he's so kind and he says such wonderful things about the show and it's so great to see people out there.
And we can also encourage you now if you want to. We'd just love to hear from people to give us a call and say hi or congratulations by calling us at 312-21-BE-GAY. And all it is like leaving a voicemail.
Yep.
So you can just say, hey, this is Jane and I'm saying hi and I love the show or talk more about this.
Or you can
I
make
like
a
it when
farting
you do this,
noise
or
if
you can
want.
You can do whatever you want.
You can queef.
You can
whatever
keep,
you want.
Woo! On our 100th show.
You could just, I said the word queef. I'm
it's
trying to get them
all
in
happened.
There.
It's the first time that's ever happened.
Wait, do we need to do the George Carlin cocksucker motherfucker?
We did that
shit,
on our first show.
Dick.
Yeah. Where you went, when you were.
Cock? You know. Sucker. Cocksucker.
Yeah, exactly.
Delightful.
It's all really, really good. And just because we wanted to bring a special treat, you know, we kind of thought about who would be the guest that we would like to have for our 100th show. And I had the pleasure of interviewing this woman years ago. And really, because I think she is the person of the summer for the gay community, it seemed only fitting that we would ask her to be our 100th guest, launching us into the month of May, into this summer of 2007. Cyndi Lauper is going to be on the show with us and talking about the True Colors tour, which is probably coming to a city near you. And if it's not, you want to catch a flight on American Airlines to a city near you to go see the True Colors tour. And just, you know, what an amazing career this woman has had and continues to have. And the other thing I can say that's so great about her, not only her desire to give it back, her desire to show up for our community and many other communities, but just her voice is unparalleled and unchanged and is stronger than ever. And I just love that. You know, there's people like Joni Mitchell where you love hearing like the young voice and now I smoke a 5 packs a day for 50 years.
A little bit different there, yeah.
But Cyndi Lauper has as strong and facile an instrument today as she did probably even better instrument than she did back then. And so it's amazing to see her live. And if you have not seen her live, you are in for a treat.
And not only, I mean, her voice notwithstanding, the message of her music rings truer now than it has ever rang before.
Yeah.
Just given the political climate and what's going on in this country. And granted, each day we are making leaps and strides ahead and we are moving forward, but there are so many people in opposition against us. And the whole premise of this tour to erase hate, to let your true colors shine and to be more of who you are and what you can be. That's just, it's a beautiful message. And she's had that message since the 80s.
Day one.
And it just, each day passes, it becomes more and more relevant to what we're about and what we're doing here. And so thank you to all of you out there listening to us and supporting us by listening to us as a queer podcast.
And tell your friends.
If you can. Yeah,
now the revolution begins. At 100,
truly,
I feel like the revolution can begin.
This is only the beginning of what's going on. And there are so many people who've paved the way for us to be here. You know, and I mentioned many of the names of the queercasters, but truly it's all of you out there listening to us. You are the people that can make a difference, and you are the ones that can use whatever information we're giving you. You can do with it what you please, but I hope it empowers you. I mean, that's always been my goal with this show is to say, let's talk about things that are relevant to us and to give people power, because knowledge truly is power.
Yeah.
And we really need to be conscious of what's going on in our world. That's why we bring you the news. That's why we talk about all these issues. I mean, some people are like, oh, you're talking about Rosie O'Donnell again, but you know what? Even though I dislike her, she's so important. These are the times.
Well, and this is, even though our podcasts are all archived and you can listen to any of the 100 shows that you might be interested in, they are time capsules, a moment in time. Yeah. What is going on in our GLBT world right now? And we should say that this is a really monumental time, you know, as we look back, and this will be a brief news story, but that, you know, this is the time in which Ellen DeGeneres came out 10 years ago.
And to look
back on the fact of where we are 10 years later with television, with media, with podcasting and queercasting and queer artists and queer people having their own Lollapalooza or their own Lilith Fair. It's not women anymore having a festival. Right. It's not, you know, it's gay people having their own tour, and it's just and a big tour. Yeah. And it's extraordinary. We continue to move ahead of the curve and at the same time catch up in other areas. And I think that's so exciting about our community, and I'm so proud to be a part of it.
Absolutely. The words lesbian and gay and queer and homosexual are now commonplace in just about every media outlet possibly exists out there.
Yeah.
And that's good for me. I mean, I just want to hear it more. I want to hear the word gay in the newscast every day. I want to hear the word transgendered all the time. I want to hear more of that out there, because it means that it then becomes part of a dialogue, and we're starting to do that. And if any of you out there are listening to us now and you're thinking, God, I have something to say, I want you to blog it. I want you to create a podcast. You can send an email to me, peter@windycitymediagroup.com. I will help you set up a podcast. It's so important. We are not the only voices that exist in this void. There are so many other people that need to be heard. And you out there listening, it's so important that you are heard. These are your stories as well. You know, Amy and I come on the show and we talk about our life and we talk about what we've going on. And I would love to hear more people doing that.
Yeah.
I would love to hear more, a chorus of voices, a chorus of queer voices. The queer angels need to be singing.
That's right. Okay. Hallelujah.
I'll stop evangelizing.
So how was
now.
Your weekend, Peter?
My weekend was delightful. I had a baby shower in my house.
You did. It wasn't your baby.
It wasn't my baby. It wasn't
not your baby daddy either.
No, it was a prison inmate's baby. No, it was one of the gals from the Cage Dames show. She's so delightful. Her name is Abby, and she was pregnant. So I said, let's have the baby shower at my house. Selfishly, it was because I wanted to get my shit decorated and in line.
Gives you a deadline to get your shit together.
It truly does. But the other thing was I wanted to have my Martha Stewart moment, where I looked at a room full of people eating my food, smiling and saying, oh, this is delicious. This is nice. Mm-hmm. This is tasty. And I totally got that.
You are the hostess with the most, Peter.
It was delightful. The pulled pork is what set everybody over the edge.
I'm going to have me some of that real soon here.
The whole house smelled like long cooked pig when everybody walked in, and they were all like, ooh, ooh.
But that's my people. We just put the apple in its mouth, stick it on a spit.
Make it happen. Roast it slow.
There you go.
But it was nice. I got a lot of bike riding in. I rode about 30 miles this weekend.
Wow.
So I just sort of, I did a Radio Peter show. I haven't done one of those in a while, and I left my wallet at work on Friday.
Oh, no.
And I got home early because I knew I had to get cooking and cleaning and get everything ready for the Saturday party. And it was sort of the Lord telling me, you get on your bike and you go to work and you figure out how you're going to do this.
Yeah.
So out in the cold on Friday night, I went all the way there and back, came home. My legs were screaming. I don't think I could shut them up.
Yeah.
I had like 5 Advils, like, oh my God, my legs hurt. But I got into the bike riding thing. So that was my weekend, enjoying the weather and good times, good food all weekend.
It was beautiful here this weekend.
Your show went well, yes?
My show continues to go well, and learning a lot in doing this show, I have to say.
How many orgasms this weekend?
Just four. Okay. Just four.
On stage.
On stage. On stage. It's like a fortune cookie. Just four orgasms.
On stage.
On stage. In bed.
In bed.
But, you know, it's good. It's really just been a very beautiful and challenging experience. And unlike anything I've really done.
Kind of like the podcast.
Kind of like the podcast, except this is, you are not terrifying. And this experience of being on stage and really working with people who, I don't know if people listening have any knowledge of acting or theater classes, or you ever took any, or if you've ever heard people talk about the method or the Sanford Meisner approach. But I am with people who are very Meisner. And I kind of knew that. And then I ignored it for like the first two weeks of rehearsal till we opened. And then I'm really starting to click into like, no, this is really what they live, eat, and breathe. And the Meisner approach is really something that would probably be very easy for me in the podcasting world because I know no different. It's a world where I just show up, Peter, and I'm here to talk to you. I have no idea what you and I are going to talk about, except maybe we're going to interview a guest. Mm-hmm. But you and I are just going to talk. I don't know maybe what you did the weekend. Sometimes we don't talk before we turn on the microphone.
Right. We usually keep it pretty quiet.
We keep it quiet so that we can, you know, have the magic happen here, you know, and it's real and it's not artificial.
Right.
So the challenge with Meisner technique or method acting is to have your script and still sit across from the other person and not know where they are, how they're going to be, not know what you're actually going to say, like truly in the moment acting.
Wow.
And I am a very, as we know with, I just said earlier with radio, like I am really like figure it out, regimented, know my path. Yeah. How do I hit that again tonight in the same way kind of actor? And I'm being asked to be on stage with people who may not show up in the same way and ask myself to keep the performance fresh and show up differently. So, you know, we had a bad show on Saturday night. We just had a bad show. It was dark. It was too dark or it was not fun. And even though the material and the subject matter are intense and moving and tough, and you know there's a lot of anger on the stage and there's also a lot of laughter, but you know, we just had that kind of show and it wasn't fun. It felt really long. It felt all this, you know, but there we had Thursday and Friday and we had a fabulous show yesterday on Sunday where it was light and moving and also angry and mean, you know, and all that good stuff. So it's just, it's something I can't even describe, even though I'm sitting here trying to describe it, but it's been a huge revelation and it's taught me a lot. It's taught me a lot of maybe trying to pull what I do well in radio into what I do in theater. And I've never seen the correlation, and also just some ways I'm trying to show up in my life differently. Mm-hmm. Like just, you know, kind of experiencing life in its moments, in its beauty. I'm a very much make a list kind of person, have a lot of responsibilities, what I need to get accomplished. And sometimes if I need to get something accomplished, then not as much that I'll step all over you to get it accomplished in a malicious way, but I will step around.
I've got my goal and I want to get,
but I'll step around you.
Yeah.
And you know, possibly I'm supposed to bump into you and possibly you're supposed to affect my day, you know, a thing, a moment, an experience, a song, I don't know, a news story, like it's supposed to affect me. And so I'm learning not to choose what affects me. Huh. And it's really, and I think radio's always been that way. Like I'm listening to somebody, I don't know what they're going to say. I'm asking them questions.
Yeah.
But, so it's beautiful and absolutely has turned my notion of theater on its head. And you know, it's very interesting. It's been very, very fascinating. And, that's a really long-winded way to kind of just share what's going on with me emotionally and internally. And I think it's a lesson that I'm pulling into my life, you know, of not rushing so much, being where I am. I mean, I just said actually before we started recording, like we got to get going because I got to get home. But you know, it's our 100th show, and you know, like kind of stop and be where we are. And we've had some other stuff tonight that's been good, so it's like it has slowed down my pace quite a bit, and shown me how that can even happen on stage. It doesn't mean I'm slowing down my acting. It just means opening up to the moment and the what's going on with other people and in my environment.
Isn't that though the joy of having a professional life? And it's those moments where you, it's, I, maybe you call it a moment of clarity, or I don't even know what you call it, but
I don't know.
But you realize that, oh wow, this is how I can take, you know, this is how I can take myself to the next level. But you never get there if you never push yourself. And we had this conversation on the street one night. We, you know, you have to go outside of your comfort zone to figure out what the next step is.
Yeah.
Because if you don't ever do that, you know, and I think when this is perfect for show 100, I love that you brought this up, because we went outside of our comfort zone.
Yep.
We had the formula for radio. We went into an entirely new marketing schema and, and, you know, we have advertisers on our podcast, and some people don't listen to us because we have commercials. Well, you know what? Fuck you.
Right.
They're paying. We're getting paid, and we're able to bring you this fabulous content with all these great people because we have advertisers.
Right.
That's how that all works.
And events. And
events and all the things associated with the company that we work with.
Right.
But it's that professional thing where you're in, you get comfortable in your sphere and you say, I'm used to working this way. I'm used to working that. And it isn't until you sort of stray off the path, then like a sledgehammer comes down in your head and you're like, oh shit, that hurt.
Right.
But maybe that was supposed to happen.
Well, you know, and I just know for myself sometime, and I was actually just talking to a friend about this today, two friends, weirdly enough, today, about this, is that sometimes life, whatever you want to say it is, the universe, the karmic nature of life, for me, it would be like God, you know, puts things into your life to kind of show you what's next, right? And challenges you. Well, I am really stubborn. I am stubborn. I am arrogant. I am opinionated. And I've been doing it a certain way, and it's working for me pretty well. That I have to have those lessons hit me like a Mack truck.
There you go.
And this show's kind of been a part of that. You know, and for other friends, it may be a relationship that's not working out, or a situation at work where they're like, I don't know what to do. Should I go right or should I go left? And then they have this huge thing happen that's so tough and brings them to their knees. And you just go, you know, you were kind of wondering what should happen now. Maybe you're getting a big, you know, lighthouse searchlight shining on you and showing you, you know, the reality of a situation. And so, it's really, it's exciting. And I also subscribe to the fact, you know, that I can't even imagine for myself, even if I could imagine, you know, what my life would look like and what I'd be doing in 5 years, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I never thought I'd be doing this. I never thought in 1995 when I moved here, you know, that I'd be doing this.
Right.
I mean,
I never
thought I'd be doing gay radio. I never thought I'd be a gay activist. If I am that, I don't know. I'm a mouthpiece.
I think we kind of are. I think,
you know,
we kind of are in a weird way. But
it's
I completely
strange.
Agree with you. I keep trying to, you know, for a long time, one of my ways of living was, in the next 6 months, I want to do X. In the next 6 months, I would like to
have
this goal.
You're like me like that. That's why you and I are simpatico. When we first met, it was like, I get you. You're driven.
Yeah.
You've got a plan. You're an adult. You're an adult and you have fun, you know?
But the weird thing is, I never know when those planning sessions are going to happen.
Right.
I never know when I get to that point where it's like, oh, this is, you know, I started riding my bike. This, it's just so weird. It's only been a little bit, but I'm like, God, I fucking love this. I want to do this more. Today I'm looking at, oh, I could take a day trip. If I rode 200 miles, I could go here and then I could camp and then I could come back. And it's, so it's like, I don't know where I'm going to be in 6 months. I don't know what's going to happen, but I know that I'm going to stumble over that rock and I'm going to trip and fall flat on my face. And then I'm going to say, oh, that's where I'm supposed to go.
Yeah.
And that's where, and it took, It took, I think, around 20, like 25 to 30 was kind of a blur in there.
Yeah.
Because I don't really know
where
I was going.
That's the Saturn return, little angels
babies.
If y'all are out there listening between 25 and 30, just,
I completely agree,
hold on to the masthead and ride the ride.
Do not
that's
try
what
and plan,
it is.
Just go with the flow. But now on the other side of that, I'm thinking, wow, I kind of, you know, I know where I have some things in my life sorted, but then as soon as I get complacent about something, I get bored. So I want to start itching and scratching and doing something new. So I'm so happy to hear that you had that little,
it's exciting.
Not
and
that little,
it's,
that big.
It's
experience.
Huge. It's a huge experience, and it continues in this, you know, wonderful little way for
and
nights
we'll be
a week.
Right here on the microphone telling you folks about it.
I know. Hey, and you know what I did? Also kind of looking back to one of our earlier shows, I think back in October, we interviewed Mitchell Fain from Sheer Madness, and he had his last show at Sheer Madness. He's taking the summer off from the show, and I went to go see him on Sunday, and I had a gas. I had so much fun.
Aww.
And he plays kind of the gay hairdresser, and he, oh my Lord, it's like an absolute, masterclass in gay improv, so many gay references and topical things today. And it was just a, it was a flat out stitch. And I had a really good time with him. So it's great to go see and support people that we have on the show and that we interview. And so that was really, really amazing. That's what I did this weekend. I did my show. I went to go see a friend in a show. And
it's a theatrical weekend for you.
And a theatrical weekend. And then we're going to be, you know, kind of celebrating our 100th show as well at the Windy City Gay Idol tonight. We'll be at Windy City Gay Idol at Crew. And so we'll record from there for our next show.
Yep.
With Felicia P. Fields of The Color Purple. Of The Color Purple.
Yes. But it's not The Color Purple today.
It's 100th.
It's all of the colors of the rainbow today.
That's right. We're celebrating big time for our 100th show with Cyndi Lauper and News. And much more bringing to you tonight or today or whenever you choose to listen to our 100th. You know, maybe people 30 years from now are listening to our 100th episode.
Right.
Our 100th episode. It's like a cornerstone.
Remember I'll have two teeth. You'll have four pieces of hair. And we'll be saying, what? Turn it up. Turn it up.
Remember when they used to do those podcasts? Now we just stick it in our tooth.
Right, exactly.
It's like
rectal information.
That's right. What's so strange, though, is that, you know, they used to do these, the cornerstones, you know, they'd put a little timepiece box with things from a year.
Sure.
And nowadays we have all
electronic. Did you not do that when you were a kid?
I did. Yeah, yeah.
Mine's buried at my parents' house. I haven't done
it. Oh, I don't have one of those. Oh. We had one like in our church and some buildings.
Dug a little something and put it in the ground when I was like 11.
Oh, I should have done that. I wonder what I'd put in the ground.
Well, you can do it now.
I guess I could. My backyard.
Sure.
A little timepiece.
It is your backyard. Why not?
But anyhow, so whenever you're listening to our 100th episode, thank you for helping us get here. And we hope that you enjoy the interview today.
Yes. And we'll be back with you right after this.
Camelot, as never seen before. For one brief shining moment, light transcended darkness. It was a time before legend. Honor and a man's word were all. Glory was forged in steel. One man's vision would unite a nation. Another man's love would divide it. Romance and passion, love and treachery. Once there was a spot where men dared to dream. Camelot returns to the stage like you have never seen it before.
Michael York in Camelot, a timeless masterpiece where honor and chivalry reign. Playing at the LaSalle Bank Theater May 1st through 13th. For tickets, call 312-902-1400.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Nudist Colony Activity Coordinator.
Mr. Nudist Colony Activity Coordinator.
Wearing nothing but a whistle and a clipboard, you're living the real American dream. Getting paid to think up fun things to do naked.
Running free.
Sure, there's danger. Vinyl chairs, sunburns, chafage, and lawn darts completely out of the question.
Watch out now.
Your keen instincts tell you to stick to activities that involve lots of bouncing and jiggling. And if that doesn't work, who cares? You're all naked.
It's your birthday.
So crack open a nice cold Bud Light, nudie boy. Because we all know, when the going gets tough, the tough get naked.
The nudist colony activity coordinator.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Culture Club. Culture Club. Culture Club. Theater.
Music.
Dance.
Art.
Performance.
Provocative.
Hilarious.
Exciting.
Queer.
Innovative.
Campy.
Edgy.
Original.
Culture in your life.
Join the club.
For the week of April 29th, 2007, you are in Chicago's Culture Club.
Pulp is back and better than ever. About Face Theater's deliciously campy homage to the sultry world of lesbian pulp fiction starts this week, May 2nd through the 20th, for 3 weeks only. Join playwright Patricia Kane and the original cast for the return of the hit comedy The Tribune called funny, smart, and eminently entertaining, and the LA Times hailed as a comic bullseye. Get your tickets for Pulp now at aboutfacetheater.com. Many shows are already sold out.
Now at Writers Theater, the puppet master of Lodes, Chicago Sun-Times, says the artistry is all highly imaginative and strangely beautiful, a mesmerizing portrayal. After escaping from Auschwitz, a once revered puppet master has barricaded himself in an attic. In an attempt to bring back his lost family, he prepares for his greatest puppet show ever. For more about the Puppet Master of Lodes, log on to writerstheater.org or call 847-242-6000.
Travel to the interior of Liberia with the world premiere play Black Diamond. Chicago Sun-Times calls it remarkable, hugely ambitious theatrical debut. And it is a Chicago Tribune critic's pick, playing now through May 20th at Looking Glass Theater Company in the Water Tower Waterworks downtown. For tickets to Black Diamond, call 312-337-0665 or visit lookingglasstheater.org.
Glitterati Productions present the Chicago premiere of Ken Ludwig's hysterical backstage farce, Moon Over Buffalo. The funniest show, says columnist Liz Smith. Superbly acted and glamorously costumed, this fast-paced comedy leaves the audience breathless from laughter. Playing now at Theater Building Chicago, 1225 West Belmont. See Moon Over Buffalo. You'll laugh your moon off. For tickets, visit theaterbuildingchicago.org.
And for more Culture Club, visit WindyCityTimes.com.
And this is your Windy City Queercast News.
New Hampshire is one step closer to becoming the fourth state to offer civil unions. The Democratic-controlled state Senate voted 14 to 10 along party lines to approve unions. The measure now goes to Governor John Lynch, who has said he will sign the bill. The Reverend Gene Robinson, the Episcopal Church's first openly gay bishop, and his partner plan to unite under the act as soon as possible.
Changing his stance on civil unions, presidential candidate former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani has stated his opposition to the civil union law passed by the New Hampshire Senate. The Giuliani campaign said, in this specific case, the law states that same-sex civil unions are the equivalent of marriage and recognizes same-sex unions from outside states. This goes too far, and Mayor Giuliani does not support it.
The West Palm Beach, Florida City Council has unanimously decided to prohibit gender identity discrimination in employment, public accommodation, and housing. The city already protects categories such as race, religion, sexual orientation, disability, and even marital status.
On April 27th, New York Governor Eliot Spitzer became the first governor in the nation to introduce a same-sex marriage bill. Before the filing, a Crain's Internet poll revealed that almost two-thirds of the respondents supported Spitzer's plan to introduce the bill and felt that same-sex couples should have the same rights as heterosexual couples.
In a bipartisan act, members of the House of Representatives introduced a new version of the Employment Non-Discrimination Act, ENDA, which would outlaw anti-LGBT job discrimination. Behind the measure are openly gay representatives Barney Frank and Tammy Baldwin, joined by Deborah Price and Christopher Shays, who are both Republican. Among the exemptions to ENDA are churches, church-operated institutions, and schools and employers with no more than 15 employees.
Trans journalist Christine Daniels, a sports writer formerly known as Mike Penner, told her story in Old Mike, New Christine, a column that appeared last week in the Los Angeles Times sports section. The still unfolding story shows the Times' support of her transition and provides a personal and powerful message about living authentically.
In Washington State, Seattle Pride has filed for bankruptcy. Out and Proud, the volunteer-based organization that put on Seattle's annual Gay Pride Parade, still owes the city more than $100,000 after relocating the Pride Festival to the Seattle Center.
Upon Rosie O'Donnell's impending departure from The View, Glad said, quote, from her first day on The View, Rosie put GLBT issues front and center in America's living rooms. While always opinionated and sometimes controversial, Rosie used her national platform to tell our stories, and for that, gay people and our straight allies will always be grateful. O'Donnell will guest host some, though she and ABC could not agree on contractual terms.
Speaking of lesbians on television, still upholding our daytime lesbian quotient, it was the 10th anniversary of Ellen DeGeneres' coming out. Yay. It was April 14th, 1997, that DeGeneres appeared on the cover of Time magazine with the words, "Yep, I'm gay." And that's your Windy City Queercast News. Last summer in Chicago, she entered Wrigley Field at the Gay Games closing ceremony wrapped in a rainbow flag gown as the Statue of Gay Liberty, singing True Colors, and the place just went wild. And at the same time, there was just this precious deep quality that created a hush throughout the stadium, throughout the song. And that is her power. Of course, I'm talking about Cyndi Lauper. She's joining us here for our 100th show, which is such a landmark. She is now taking her powerful activism for the GLBT community on tour with the first ever True Colors tour, and it's coming to a city near you. And I think maybe the tour's motto should be gays just want to have fun this year. That's what I think. And Cyndi is going to be joined by many, many amazing artists. We are thrilled to have her here on our 100th show. Hey, Cyndi, hey. How are you?
Hey, oh, thank you. Wow. What a... I angsted over what I was going to wear at that show.
At the closing ceremonies for the games?
Oh, my God. And my friend, Allison, who's a wonderful artist, Allison Cornell, on her own, she is a brilliant violinist, brilliant. And she said she'd do the games with me, and she... I asked her if she would dress up like Abraham Lincoln.
Which she did.
She was on stage like Abraham Lincoln. So Abraham Lincoln was playing the fiddle, and Miss Liberty was singing the song. And I wanted to do something visually that you would scream laughing, but you would also, the meaning would strike true.
Mm.
You know, because you just lost the marriage... law, they didn't pass, you know, the marriage law in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to say something powerful without saying it, you know?
Yeah,
absolutely.
So I figured, what are you wearing, darling?
Well, plus you're in a stadium full of gay boys, so honey, you gotta represent.
Yeah,
and girls, and women.
It was a fantastic, fantastic moment. It was just
the
perfect way. Oh, it was. It was such a great night. We're so glad you were a part of it. I want to go back a little bit to the beginning of when everybody kind of got wind of you. Back in the early MTV days, in the 80s, I mean, you really came on the scene with the video age. And it's ironic that Logo, who's sponsoring the True Colors Tour, you know, MTV is their parent company. And MTV was a huge part and a huge part of your beginnings. How did your life change?
That Logo is doing this is really great.
Oh, it's amazing.
And the fact that a portion of every ticket sold is going to the HRC is also amazing.
Oh, there's so many great things.
It's really great. And it's 5 hours of music with Margaret Cho as the MC and Erasure and the Dresden Dolls and Debbie Harry and the Gossip, and who I met Beth, and she's off the hook. She's so great.
Off the hook. We've had her on our show, and so we love them.
She's great. You know, she's going on tour soon. She's coming here in April, and she's going out for a little bit. So I think it's going to be, I'm going to have so much fun with her. And the Misshapes and the Clicks, who is new band.
Yeah.
And, you know, I sang a song with Andy for his album. I kind of figure out, I'm still writing mine. I'm trying to do the album, do this at the same time.
You're talking about Andy Bell?
Yeah, from Erasure. Sorry. And did I drop a name there?
I helped you pick it up, Cyndi. I helped you pick it up.
My first name basis. Oh, my God. he knew Debbie really well. I knew Debbie, but, of course, I lost her number because I lost my phone.
Oh, no.
And I got a new assistant, and I did the play, and all those numbers got lost. So I lost so many of my friends' numbers. I'm just hoping they'll call me eventually.
We'll send a shout out. Call Cyndi if you have her number,
right?
And she does not have yours.
I had a psychic friend. You know, that's what she was like, an intuitive. And I kept thinking about her and thinking about it, but she didn't call me. So I was wondering, hey, what's up? I was trying to call you. But, Line was busy, I guess. No. anyway.
The channel.
Otherwise occupied, yeah.
Otherwise occupied.
Right, otherwise occupied. She was friends with Andy, Debbie, and she's coming on the tour, and that's gonna be a lot of fun. And then we're all gonna get together and do something. I'm not quite sure what I'm gonna do. I have to do something interesting, so I'm still trying to work it out. You know, mm-hmm. what I'm gonna do, and what else?
Well, so many of the people that you were talking about that, Debbie Harry or Andy Bell of Erasure and yourself, you were all sort of born into the MTV era of videos. When those videos first came out and that music started, how did it affect you? What were you thinking? Because that was sort of the new medium.
Changed your life.
Yeah.
Had to have.
Well, I always thought that even when I was in Blue Angel, I did videos.
Mm.
And I had a record deal one time before Epic. And I turned it down because it didn't include videos. And I said, if you don't include videos, you don't have me because I'm doing videos. And the music is different now. You see music. You don't
right.
hear music.
Yeah.
So I'm doing music you see. And so Epic was on board at that time. And it was a different time and the company was different. And it was a younger, more energetic, different kind of place. Everything has gotten so corporate now that it's very, and the companies had to deal with a lot of different things. The internet really got weird for them, and then they put that stupid bug on all the CDs, and that was a problem for them and me because they didn't tell us. But that's neither here nor there. But at that time, it was a different time, different energy. It was really like the music business.
Yeah.
The business now is different. A lot has to do with the internet, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very powerful tool.
Yeah.
And I think it's really important to notice the big changes that happen. The good news is that you can still continue to make a record. Come hell or high water, you have your little Pro Tools, you're okay.
Yeah.
I've always been grateful for the age of computers because they can no longer hold over your head that you can't do your craft.
Right.
It must be hard to be an actor unless you just get your own film camera and Final Cut and write your shit and do your stuff and, you know, film your stuff and go out and sell your stuff. It's kind of like what Woody Allen has been doing all these years or, you know, what John Cassavetes was doing.
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
Well, you know, it's interesting. You mentioned that thing that you really saw the power of you see music and you're a very visual person.
Oh, yes.
And you're also talking about, you know, going out and doing it yourself. I mean, you definitely have been a driving force in your career, you know, and that's interesting because, you know, I look back at that time when you kind of burst forth onto the scene, you know, with the kind of MTV age, and it was like, you know, you and Madonna and everybody pitting all these female artists against one another. But it seems like, you know, we look here and here you both still are, mm-hmm. you know, and it's because you got it, you know, you kind of got the video aspect of it.
I felt camaraderie with other women.
Did you?
I always thought, of course. I never felt that. Can you hold on 1 second?
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh, it's okay. It's nothing. I never felt that.
But they're even doing it today, you know, with like Jennifer Hudson and Beyonce. There just seems to be something about pitting women against
Jennifer
one another. I'm glad.
Hudson, yeah, well, yeah, because they, you know, listen, you can't focus on the negative stuff. You got to focus on the positive.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And move on.
And the positive is that y'all are all still here, you know, creating great art and music and, you know.
Debbie's still creating
okay. great music.
So,
yeah.
Come on. She was the first one of that era.
Yeah.
I remember seeing her. She made me stop everything.
Yeah.
She was so visual.
Yeah. Yeah, can you remember that Rapture video? I mean, we all remember that.
No, I remember her at CBGB's. I remember her taping herself up in the garbage bag and looking fantastic. Right? I remember that. I think she's genius. So I always have I'm so excited to be going out on tour with Debbie Harry.
Oh, it's amazing to have Debbie Harry out on tour.
To be a fly on the wall backstage, let me tell you, I only wish.
No, but see, now Logo's going to film stuff backstage, so that'll be great. And the proceeds of every ticket will go to the HRC that does wonderful work in Washington. Mm-hmm. For instance, like changing laws, like things that you probably don't even know that you can be fired in 33 states if you're gay or lesbian. Mm. Or transgender or whatever, they just fire you. Mm-hmm. Or that the hate crimes law does not extend to people of different sexual orientation. I don't get it.
So,
and over 1,000 benefits that are afforded, heterosexual couples are not afforded same-sex couples, so go figure.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, if you're raising kids, or you're older, or you need those benefits. You pitch in together, you live together, you're married. Hey, you're married, come on. What's up with that? You can't make a law and say equality for all and then turn around and say, except for you guys over there. Right. Not you. I can't help you. Or, you know, I have watched as a little kid, I watched the African-American community fighting for their civil rights, which should have been just their birthright for being here.
Right.
But we had the when Lincoln, when we had the Civil War, that's when everything should have just stopped. Right? Just stop it. But no. And then I watched it in horror. I watched that growing up. In horror. Yeah. Like, why are all the grown-ups insane? Because nothing they're saying is making sense. And everything that Martin Luther King said made me dream, too. Yeah. Like every time he said, I have a dream, it inspired me. It inspired me as a little girl to think, wow, what a beautiful place that would be. What America really could be like.
Mm. Yeah.
And we see more and more of it today, especially in New York. But we got to be inclusive of everybody. And I saw the women's movement. I saw women struggling for equal rights. And come on, you know, it's still a glass ceiling, you know. You either say this is how much everybody makes or it's not how much everybody makes, you know. You can't say this is how much everybody makes except for the women.
So you're saying this is like this is a passion of yours through the civil rights movement, through the women's movement, and now into the gay movement as being the next movement. It's not just because your sister's gay. You've obviously been supportive of her. This has been something that is ingrained in your being.
We were brought up to believe we live in America, the land of the free. Just how free is it if you got all these rules that you can't be who you are and you can't be who you are? I mean, what's up with that?
Right.
You can't say this is the land of the free, except you. What is that? That seems crazy.
Do you ever worry about backlash for being so vocal about that kind of stance? I mean, as a non-gay person, I mean, do you ever feel like, wow, I would offend somebody by you don't care?
Offend. Who Good for you. Offend by saying that everybody should get a fair shake. Who are you going to offend by saying that?
Mm. Not
That's
me.
That's not insulting. You're not asking for more than the next guy. Nobody's asking for that. You're just asking for people to be fair. If you're going to be equal, let's all be equal. Let's stop this. We're Americans. 2007. Come on. Mm.
Two of the other organizations that you all are giving attention P-Flag. To is PFLAG. Talk about your connection with PFLAG.
And Matthew Shepard Foundation.
Yeah, talk about your connection with both of those organizations.
Well, my connection with PFLAG was that I noticed them when I was doing Gay Pride, and I started to talk to them, and I met the parents that started this wonderful organization who love their children, who want their children counted, who want to help them, who want to help families. Because, you know, when you come out, it's not just you. It's also your families and what they go through. You know, you can't say that your mother knows the right things to say or even knows the right things to think.
Well, and she also needs support in the process.
It's very hard for parents. But now there's an organization where there are other parents you can talk to. Mm. And you can, you don't want it. You want to know your kid. You're proud of your kid. You know that kid is a good kid because you raised them to be good. And you know in their heart they know what's right. And you taught them to listen to their heart. And when you wake up one day and you say, this is who I am, what are you going to tell your kid then? Oh, what I told you before about that stuff? No, that is not, doesn't pertain to that. You know, right. You can't do that. And you can't just cut them off. Because I used to, I tell you, I spoke to so many people today, but when I was pregnant with my son, I got to read emails, and a letter kept the same kind of letter over and over and over and over and over again, kept popping up in 1997, from people from the community who wrote to me and told me that when they came out, they were cut off from their family and their friends, and their jobs, and they were so isolated that they felt suicidal, and then when they heard the song True Colors, it gave them hope, and it comforted them, and it was a healing song. I always knew it was a healing song, and that's why I sang it, but that's another story. But this story is about, I always felt that after I read those letters, if there was something that I could do, and I called my sister, too, and we talked about it, and when the opportunity came up to do PFLAG, we knew that we could do something together to make a difference.
It's a beautiful campaign. It's a beautiful campaign.
Yeah, because you love your family. Mm-hmm. Listen, blood is thicker than water. Nobody could tell me who my family is. I know you. I was with you. I grew up with you. My sister, I grew up side by side with my sister. I know who she is.
Right.
She's a great woman. And she always tries her hardest to help people. She's a good woman. She's always been my hero.
And I think...
Nobody's perfect, and you got this, and you got that, right. So what? you gotta look at, you know, I look at her, and to me, she's always been heroic. And I love her for it. And if I have a problem or anything, I call my big sister. I've always been her pain in the ass little sister. That's the way it is.
Well, and I think one of the beautiful things too about PFLAG is that in so many organizations that are queer centric and queer focused, they're focusing on the queer individuals, but PFLAG really creates this beautiful support network for the families, because there's also, you know, when you've been removed from your family, you've been excommunicated from your family, there's the other side where the family also needs some counseling or some help or a hand to hold.
Yeah.
So it's just a beautiful, beautiful organization.
But first, sometimes when you come out, you want to tell your family to go to hell and leave your family.
Right.
but you know, a lot of times, part of it's interlaced with that whole, at one age, you have to leave your family and find yourself. But you got to know that you can always come back.
Right. Yeah.
That they're always there with open arms. They love you.
Now, talk about the Matthew Shepard Foundation and your relationship to that organization that will also be getting a lot of attention during the True Colors
tour. Beautiful way.
Well, I went to the HRC dinner one time, and Ellen came with me, and we met Judy Shepard. And she was backstage with the B-52s, and she was a lot of fun, and we were laughing and talking, and started talking, and I heard her whole take on everything, which is very different from probably my first knee-jerk reaction, being an Italian Sicilian American, you know.
A little bit of spice.
What?
With a little bit of spice.
Yeah. There's German in there, you know, the Swiss guy going, what time is it again? What time is it? And the German guy, the sheets must be pulled to the sun, right? I'm kidding. But she was so generous in what she said and how she spoke, and that she's making bracelets that say erase hate.
Mm.
All I kept thinking was, lady, not in my neighborhood, we wouldn't do that. But, and then I thought, yeah, but that's because you're an idiot, then. Take a deep breath and listen to what she's saying. And I did. And I realized that what she was saying was right. And what happened there was that the world not only lost who Matthew Shepard could have been, but also lost the kids that committed the crime. They're lost too.
Yeah.
Once you do something like that, it's pretty intense. It's based on fear and hate. And if you raise your kids with fear and hate, you're going to lose them. And we can't afford to lose our kids. See, as parents, we can make a big difference. Oh, you can try and change the laws, and that's what we're going to do. But the truth is, it's the parents that make the world, the new world. You support your kids. You let them have dreams and visions and be who they are. And you support them. And you try and erase hate, because hate ain't no good for nobody. And that's a lot of double negatives. You see why I'm not really
We love your double negatives. Your double negatives like are going to be on bumper stickers, Cindy. Right. I am sure of it. So now this tour is starting in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm. Starting in Las Vegas.
But what stays, and, what happens in Las Vegas doesn't stay in Las Vegas, because it's going to travel to 14 other cities. It's a 15-city tour.
That's right.
And you're coming to Chicago on June 12th and going to be in New York.
Exciting. I love Chicago. Big shout out to my friends at Rocket. I hope that they'll come by and see me. I used to buy all my incense from them. I'm still burning them, though. I gotta get some more. They're my favorite guys. I love Chicago. It's a little cold. Let's face it, the winter's a little tough there. But hey, summer is happening.
Summer is happening, and you'll be here in the summer. It'll be nice and warm.
Absolutely.
Now we should say that Margaret Cho is hosting this entire tour. Plus, you're going to have some other people popping in. So tell us about some of those folks that...
So it's me, Erasure, Deborah, Harry. I told you the lineup, the Gossip, Dresden Dolls, the Misshapes, the Clicks, the special guests like in Vegas, June 8th, the opening at the MGM Grand. The Indigo Girls are going to be our special guests.
Very cool.
In Boston area and in D.C., Rufus Wainwright will be our special guest.
He's lovely.
He's fantastic. In New York City, at Radio City, and in Texas, Rosie O'Donnell.
Peter will be in New York. Peter will get to see you in New York and see Rosie.
Rosie's fantastic. And she's going to play drums, too. Right?
Awesome.
She always wanted to be in a band.
Well, there you go. Now she is.
Now she is.
Yeah, when I told you, she said, "You understand, Finn, I always want to go on tour with you." I love her. I love her so much. She's really great. Her and Kelly have done great things for the community and brought a humanity to, brought a face of humanity to the community that, as Matthew Shepard's mom did, as PFLAG does.
Yep.
The more inclusive we become, the better will and stronger will be as a whole society. We need everybody. And that's what this tour is about. It's a celebration to celebrate our differences and include people.
Well, and the tour is the tour of the summer, folks. So you definitely want to be there.
Yeah, we're still here.
And it's the tour of the summer, and True Colors Tour starts on June 8th in Las Vegas, has 15 city stops. It's coming to Chicago on June 12th. And if you'd like
information. It's Pride. It's my birthday. Party. Come on.
What day is your birthday?
The 22nd.
The 22nd.
That's right before Texas. That's somewhere traveling, somewhere between some crazy, I don't know, from Atlanta to Texas or something.
Well, if you have Cindy's phone number and she doesn't have yours, call her on her birthday on the 22nd.
To Billy. Wait. From Smashing Pumpkins.
Billy Corgan.
So, Billy, if you hear me, will you please call me? Because I lost my phone several times, but I'm sure, you know, most people lose their phones. The unfortunate thing is all the numbers that are in the phones you lose, too.
Oh, I got to teach you how to suck it in your computer, girl. It's the wave of the future.
I know, but you see, I have a Mac, And these phones are not Mac friendly.
Oh, but mine is. Girl will talk.
Oh, okay. All right.
But you know what, folks? If you want information, we will have all the information linked, of course, on our site.
Absolutely.
And but if you want to go directly there, their website, all the information, all the acts, all the cities, and how you get tickets, because you don't want to miss out. It goes to a great cause, and gosh, 5 hours of music.
Absolutely.
What better
and
way
fun.
Can you?
And fun.
And I'm sure costumes. I can't wait to see what
I'm
Cindy's
so excited.
Wearing.
I don't know. No, I don't want to get all right. I don't know. I want to do one thing that's... I don't know what I'm doing yet. I'm just trying to get the music together.
Well, it's going to be Broadway... It's going to be Broadway Bears the night before, girl. So if you happen to pop in there, you know, maybe you can borrow something from them
the
if you need to.
The night before what?
The night before the Radio City show is Broadway Bears.
Where am I? I might be in a different city driving.
Oh.
She may be driving.
Well, that's okay. We can make some phone calls and get you a cute little costume.
So, folks, the website is truecolorstour.com. That's truecolorstour.com, presented by Logo. It benefits the HRC, and also they're throwing to the causes of PFLAG mm-hmm. and the Matthew Shepard Foundation, trying to erase hate, make a message, and it's the first ever. So get a part, be a part of this inaugural experience.
Oh, listen, everybody who enters the concert will get a little purple bracelet that says erase hate.
Look at that. So everybody
beautiful.
Will know if you went or not.
That's how we start the show. That's a good way to start, huh?
That's exactly a good way to start. Cindy Lauper, thank you so much for being on with
yes,
us.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you for having me.
And thanks for listening to another Windy City Queercast. This show is brought to you in part by Bud Light. Bud Light, always worth it.
And American Airlines, offering exciting GLBT vacations online at aa.com/rainbow.
And Broadway in Chicago, for the hottest tickets in town, visit broadwayinchicago.com.
So that's our show. I'm Amy Matheny.
And I'm Peter Maverick. Please comment on our shows on our website and in iTunes.
The next Queercast is only days away, so don't miss it.
Windy City Queercast, queer and now.
The best and the brightest, served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show and Limelight.